Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home here on UMFM. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name is Jeff, and I love Canadian music. I think it's the best music in the world. We have such a rich tradition of great music, and we just do it right here. And this show kind of aims to celebrate some of the best. This is Canada's greatest hits here, basically. And we're trying to look at some of the things that I think you need to know if you want to call yourself a Canadian. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that the citizenship test, like if you want to become a Canadian, should have a music portion on the thing. And there should be some songs and some things that you need to know. And once you know them, then yeah, come on in. And one of the things that I've often said belongs on that citizenship test, if you know every word to this album that I'm going to play in a second, come on in. And there's a second responsibility, even for those of us who are born and bred in Canada. Whenever this song in particular comes on, you have to stop what you're doing and you have to sing the entire thing. It's the rules. If you're not doing it, you're not truly Canadian. So warm up your voices and get ready. Here it is from the classic 5 Days in July. Here's Blue Rodeo.
You say that you're leaving. Well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. This ain't nothing new to me. Well, it's just like going home. It's kind of like those sunsets, lightning.
death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars, lunch sharing crossroads. Just being around you is making me warm. One touch and I know that I'll melt in your arms. There's no way to stop this burning desire, 'cause there's nothing as hot as a
slow burning fire.
Yeah.
La Belle Provence. That's Michel Pagliaro. Not one of his songs en français, but perhaps the biggest Quebecois recording artist of all time. Would he be? I don't know. Unless we count Celine, I guess. Well, yeah, there's that. Oh, he was great. And one of the greatest shows I ever saw was Michel Pagliaro, along with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, who we heard before that, with Lean on Your Peers from the Kings of Love record. The first two Blackie records are essential Canadiana, because, well, the first one is all Willie P. Bennett songs, and it's got some great special guests like Margot Timmins and Russell DeCarle and Willie himself. And then the second record, they branched out and did songs by Fred Eaglesmith and Bruce Coburn and all kinds of stuff. Before Blackie, we heard the Skydiggers there with one of the greatest Canadian albums of them all. The Skydiggers, you know, the first three records are just so incredibly solid for the Skydiggers. I mean, everything they do is great, but those first three records, four records actually, how could you live without any of them? But perhaps the most essential one of all, the one that's hardest to find, is Restless. We heard Slow Burning Fire. We heard in there Spirit of the West, kind of an alternate Canadian national anthem. It's another one of those. If you hear it, you have to sing along. It's the law. It's the Canadian. The RCMP will come and get you if you don't do it. Home for Arrest there, and off the top of that little set, Blue Rodeo Hasn't Hit Me Yet. The great Canadian sing-along from 5 Days in July. Blue Rodeo, I would argue they have two albums that you can't live without. Their first record, Outskirts, I think is just, it's absolutely perfect. And then 5 Days in July. I might even argue Casino. I don't know. They're so great. And one of those bands that, you know, it's a well-kept secret here in Canada. We haven't told a lot of people about them. In that set, I also could have played some Tragically Hip. I decided not to play the Tragically Hip here because, in Canada, the Tragically Hip, it's like you turn on any radio station anytime and you can hear the Tragically Hip. As a matter of fact, if you tune into Can We Hang today, I bet you they're going to play some Tragically Hip. It's just, it's everywhere. So I probably don't need to do that. The other one I thought about, is Bare Naked Ladies, especially the album Gordon. It's just, essential Canadiana as well. Didn't fit it in there. We can't play them all, but I certainly thought about it. So the Blue Rodeo is a great example. Right beside me, there's this book that I consider my Bible. It's called Have Not Been the Same. It's the Can Rock Renaissance. It covers an amazing period in Canadian music from 1985 to 1995 or so. Blue Rodeo has albums on both sides of that that are essential. But the early 90s and the late 80s were just such an amazing time for great Canadian music. And I had the great privilege, the great happenstance of growing up and having my great musical awakening at that time. And then, of course, as you know, there are two bands that really kicked down the doors of my consciousness and taught me all about music. I played one off the very top of the show. I didn't even mention the Rio Statics. I played something at the very top of the show off perhaps the most Canadian album of them all. The Rio Statics are the great Canadian band. They sing about Canada. They love this country. Never really done a whole lot outside of this country. And they're just a great ambassadors of Canadian music. But the album that I picked from is called Songs inspired by the Group of Seven. The Group of Seven is a great series of landscape paintings. There's this art, these artists called the Group of Seven, who painted these great Canadian landscapes. And the Rio Statics were commissioned by the National Art Gallery of Canada to create a soundtrack to the paintings. And it don't get much more Canadian than that. And every single time I go on a road trip, I have to find time to play that album as I'm driving. It's just it's a rule for me because it just conjures up so many things, and I love it. I've listened to it in planes and trains and automobiles, and I just love it so much. The other one that that blew my mind and changed my life forever, of course, is this one right here by a band called The Lowest of the Low. This is something from Shakespeare, My Butt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
folks gone missing like teeth. The sidewalks are watching me think about you. Sparkled with broken glass, I'm back with scars to show. Back with the streets I know will never take me anywhere but here.
Don't get you back. my love, I must leave you in late spring to pick the cherry when the blossom white ends its blue. High in the trees of you I sing with a heart heavy that a drop of rain
If there's a better guitar solo on earth that's ever been laid down, I don't think I've heard it. Doesn't exist. That's the Jim Bryson there. That's Kathleen Edwards from the great album Failure, of course, there. That's 12 Bellevue. Before that, we heard Oh Susanna, Home Soon, the Cherry Song from the absolutely brilliant record Johnstown. We heard Sarah Harmer in there from a Canadian classic, You Were Here. That's one of those records that everybody, I think, has, should have. Anyway, Don't Get Your Back Up. We heard The Weaker Thans, the greatest songwriter to ever come from Winnipeg, if not the damn country, John K. Sampson. Oh, that record, it just gets me every time, Left and Leaving. And off the top of that set, The Lowest of the Low, something from Shakespeare, My Butt, Rosie and Gray. Man, oh man, look at the time, look at the time. Oh, it's a good thing this isn't the definitive list of great Canadian music. It's just everything on here is essential. And this guy, this record in particular, gotta be on there for sure.
Town in any given place, there's someone having trouble looking someone in the face. There's someone telling someone else that someone's doing wrong. There's a lonely sound like wind in the wires at the end of a love long gone. Well, I took a walk on the night we talked just to recognize myself. And it hurts so bad thinking what we had no belong to someone else. Now every street I walk upon and every road I'm on, there's a lonely sound like wind in the wire at the end of a love long gone. Sit down to the cold hard ground in a winter of discontent. And love's a curse when it turns for the worst, leaves you wondering where it went. Now every time you cross my mind, gets me thinking about right and wrong. There's a lonely sound like wind in the wild at the end of a love long gone. Time will tell, but time will tell, till then I'll be moving on. There's a lonely sound like wind in the wires at the end of a love long gone.
The wind is at my back today. Don't step on the cracks, they say. We'll be right back.
Gotta finish it off strong with the house band Nathan Essential Winnipeg Music there. I've seen Kerry Latimer in concert more times than any other human being, and I'm perfectly happy with that. That's from Stranger. Before that, Jim Bryson, had to throw him in there as well. He can't just be Kathleen Sideman. From the Occasionals, we heard February. Mike Plume Band in there from the great album Song and Dance Man, and David Francie. Those are some Canadiana essentials. I'd love to hear yours. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned for other great stuff here on UMFM, and join us again next Sunday for more great Canadian music on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody.